to start off just talking about Dwayne Brown and the national anthem. You know, we've been clear as an organization that our expectation for the Houston Texans is that we stand for the national anthem. This team has a long history of supporting our veterans, active military, and our first responders. And this support has been evident since the inception of the franchise. I understand that there's a lot going on in this country right now, and that we all have strong opinions about it. Dwayne Brown expressed himself during the anthem, which is his right. It is his right of free speech. It's his right to do what he did during the anthem last night. And I support his individual right to do that. As far as the game goes, too many mistakes. Can't go on the road against a top team and make that many mistakes. Turnovers, penalties, poor special teams play. Couldn't stop the run when we had to. They rushed for 180 yards. Couldn't run the ball when we had to. Drops in the passing game. So just an overall poor performance. And just looking to get better this week and start working on Tennessee. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
Did you talk to Dwayne about this, and do you worry or do you think other players could join in?
I have spoken to Dwayne about it. And, again, I would tell you that you know, I'm not concerned at all about, you know, what our players are going to do as it relates to that. I think it's their right to express their opinion. I support that right. As an organization, we encourage them to stand for the national anthem because of all the things I just said that Mr. McNair and the Texans stand for. So with that, I will tell you that I think very highly of all of our players, and I know that they're very thoughtful guys, and they'll do what they believe is right.
What you guys went through last year after starting 2-5 help you in getting them beyond this quick to move on to the Titans?
I think for the guys that were here, you know, look, this is a game that, you know, just really – it got away from us. You know, we were down 10-0 at halftime, and then, you know, quickly we fumbled the kickoff, and, you know, it was another score. And, you know, again, we can't do those things. And I think we have a resilient bunch of guys. They know that it's only the third game of the season, and they're going to work very, very hard to correct the mistakes, and they're going to work very hard on Tennessee.
You're talking about how horrible it is to lose.
Yeah.
But, you know, so it happens. So what is it you love about the game that keeps you coming back to something that can make you feel so horrible?
Well, it's a great question. I love the players, the coaches, working with these guys. You know, I've always said that it's never as bad as it seems and it's never as good as it seems. And I've also always said that really your ability, whether I was the head coach at Penn State or the head coach here at Houston Texans, the mark of a man, the mark of a person, is their ability to deal with adversity and how you rise up from it and become better from it. And that, you know, look, this team has a bunch of great guys in that locker room. This league's not easy. This league's not easy. We have a game plan. They have a game plan. They have good players. We have good players. And their plan was better than ours. Give them a lot of credit. They did a good job. But we'll deal with it. We'll correct it, and we'll move quickly to Tennessee.
Was anything more important than field position? Your average drive started at 16,
and theirs was like
40, and yours was the worst in the league so far, and theirs was the best.
Yep. No, it's definitely a big stat in the game, and a lot of that has to do with, you know, obviously the turnovers and giving them a short field. You know, it's very difficult to win games when you're turning the ball over like we did. Absolutely. It's almost impossible. And so your point about field position is excellent. I mean, you know, I think in the Kansas City game, you know, we were ahead in that margin. In this game, we were way behind. And that's not something that can continue if we want to win.
Hey, Bill, with Cushing out, talk a little bit about the role McKinney's playing. Great game against the Patriots is what you're seeing out of him.
Yeah, I thought that McKinney played a good game. You know, he had a bunch of tackles. I'm not sure exactly what his tackle stat was. He had a bunch of tackles. I thought Max played tough, but McKinney's, you know, he's gotten better and better in this league, and He's a really good player for us.
Can you give an update on Dwayne? Because he was out there running around. He looks like he's getting better. You didn't put him on the PUP list. Is he any closer coming back?
I think he's closer, John. I think he's closer. I don't think he will play against Tennessee, but I know that there's a shot for the next game.
What did they do to do such a good job to keep Fuller from getting down the field and y'all taking shots down there?
Yeah, no, they did a good job. They played basically a defense where they were over the top quite a bit, not all the time, but quite a bit over the top of Fuller and over the top of Hop. And it was difficult. And what they did a really good job of was, defending the running game. We need to run the ball better. You know, they were giving us a look where we felt like we had a fair fight, and we just didn't get it done in the running game. They did a better job than us in that regard, obviously, and that was a big difference in the game.
You know, when you looked at the blocking and everything that from your offensive line, how would you assess how they did in terms of opening holes on a consistent basis this past game?
Yeah, no, it's got to be better. But I thought at times it wasn't too bad. I mean, there were times where, maybe we can run the ball a little bit better. There were some decent blocking going on there, but not enough. It has to be more consistent. I thought it was more consistent against Kansas City than it was against New England, and we'll work hard. You know, with an extra day of preparation, we'll work very hard to improve that.
When you look over the three games regarding running the football, do you see similar things that have prevented you from running it the way you want to, or has it been three different scenarios?
Yeah, I mean, there's some carryover, but I think guys are getting better. I thought Xavier Suofilo played a good game last night. You know, he's one guy that's really improved and getting better. So, but there are definitely things that are coming up in each game that we need to improve upon. And we'll like I said, we'll work really hard to get those better this week.
So do you have an update on Braxton Miller? He said he's hopeful that it wasn't a long-term.
Yeah, I don't think it's long-term, Aaron. I really don't. He's in there right now getting treatment, so we'll see how it is this week.
What's your level of concern as far as Lamar Miller still on about a 400-yard or 400-carry pace for you guys? Is there a way that you feel like down the road that you're going to be able to lessen that a little bit on him? And also with Lamar Miller, do you feel like the success with him might improve if you were able to get him more in space out on the edges and maybe use his speed more than you have so far?
Well, we've gotten him to the edge quite a bit. I mean, I don't know how many catches he had last night. We checked it down to him. We ran the ball to the edge. We're pretty balanced as far as where we run the ball inside and out. If you look at the stats as far as where we're running the football in a self-scout situation, we're pretty balanced inside, outside. As far as his carries, you know, we have to do what's best for the team. We have to do what's best for Lamar. So, we don't want to overwork Lamar. I think that's something that we need to look at. But when we get into the game, depending on how the game's going, you know, he may need to help us more than we thought going into the game. And that's just the way it goes. And we'll keep track of that as the year goes on. We're very aware of that.
Bill's head coach, what do you do to help players forget about this and concentrate on the next one, or is it just business for them, something that comes natural?
Well, I think part of being a pro is your ability to understand that it really is, you know, 16 one-game seasons. You know, that's a big part of what we talk about with our guys is, look, that was not good last night, but there's a lot of football left, and the next season is Tennessee. And I think that our guys really understand that, and they'll come in ready to go on Monday. They'll come in with a good attitude. They'll be ready to work, and they'll be looking forward to playing Tennessee and the challenge of playing Tennessee. And that's part of being a pro football player. You know, at times you're gonna experience nights like that where, you know, they get the better of you, and now how do you respond to it?
Do you think Brock took a step back, or was it the Patriots and dropping passes?
Well, I think it was, yeah, I don't think he, no, I do not think he took a step back. I think he obviously has to limit the turnovers, obviously, but I think overall I thought that he hung in there pretty well. I think it's the rhythm of the offense, everybody doing their job, you know, the protection, the running game, the route running, catching the football. You know, in games like last night, if you have a couple drops on some key plays during the game, those, and when you're playing a team like the Patriots, those are key plays, you know, if you don't make those plays. So You know, I know Brock's going to work really hard to improve, but I do not think he took a step back.
With the kick returners, is it a pretty teachable moment in terms of just where you hold the ball, how you hold it, things like that? And
yeah.
What was the thinking on having Charles back there instead of Urban on that one?
Yeah, well, we had a plan in place there based on a couple of different things, and that's where Charles ended up being. I'm not going to get into the specifics of that, but that's something that we game planned for, and it didn't really work, obviously. So Irvin is the primary returner, and Irvin's young. He's a rookie, and he's had some decent returns for us. He'll learn from it. He'll get better. He'll get better from it, and we'll really work with him to improve on it.
Jalen Strong got to play, and he dropped a pass, and he had a penalty. And he was so good and improved in the offseason. What's happened to him?
Well, you know, I think it's a couple different factors. You know, some of the things that we're doing offensively, we're obviously using Lamar a lot. Fuller and Hopkins have gotten a majority of the targets. Jalen has to do some things better to continue to have the ball thrown to him. He can't commit personal foul penalties. That really, at that stage of the game, was kind of, you know, not the time when we needed something like that. That's for sure. So he works very hard. I don't think it's a matter of what's happened to him. It's just, hey, keep grinding, keep working, and keep perfecting your route running, and eventually the ball's going to come to you.
Call it good, put the tape away, and just move on?
No, you have to study the tape. You have to look at what they did against you, and you have to, you have to think about the things that you did, the game plan that you had, and you have to think about how you're going to correct your mistakes, the players' mistakes, and learn from it, and then move on. I mean, you can't just bury the tape and then move on to Tennessee. You have to look at it, watch it, and get ready for Tennessee.